When Superstorm Sandy ravaged the U.S. East Coast and inundated New York City in late October, many wondered if such extreme weather events might be linked to climate change, the gradual warming of the planet caused in part by decades of industrial emissions. For New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, there was no doubt.
Climate change is a reality. It's undeniable, but that the frequency of extreme weather conditions is up.
The same global reality that swamped New York City is also wreaking havoc on the nation's wild places. That's the warning contained in the new report, Impacts of Climate Change on Biodiversity, Ecosystems, and Ecosystem Services. Bruce Stein, a scientist with the National Wildlife Federation and a co-author of the report, says one of its key findings is that climate change is causing many plant and animal species to shift their geographic range and distribution faster than anticipated.
What that means is that as these species shift out of their historic ranges, we're starting to see biological events happening earlier. We're starting to see mismatches between things like flowers and their pollinators and species that actually depend on one another.
The impact of a warmer world isn't just felt in more intense heat waves, droughts, and storms every summer, but also in winters that are less cold, says ecologist Peter Groffman with the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies and also a co-author of the report.
And those cold temperatures are a critical regulator of species outbreaks and also of species distributions. And so what we've seen is that these pest outbreaks are much worse than they would be because we've lost these very cold temperatures.
Bug infestations are killing millions of trees in U.S. forests. If that assault continues, the report warns, tree mortality rates in western U.S. forests could double every 17 to 29 years. Groffman adds that the loss of trees would lead to earlier melting of mountain snowpack and reduce the amount of water available for spring planting season.
These changes in the winter affect ecosystems' biodiversity during the summer period. There are big changes in the timing of spring and fall, which affects the success of a variety of plant and animal species, and it affects the ability of ecosystems to hold on to improve water quality and air quality.
That also means less water for people and communities to drink, says another report co-author, Mary Rakoshas, managing director of the Natural Capital Project.
By most projections, climate change is going to triple the fraction of counties in the United States that are at high or very high risk of running out of water. People's source of water is going to become increasingly imperiled due to climate change.
The report's authors call for improved monitoring and better coordination among federal and state agencies to adapt to the impacts of climate change. Bruce Stein with the National Wildlife Federation says the need is urgent and the stakes are high.
I think the bottom line is that these impacts are not just going to happen in 50 or 100 years. Many of them already are here and are only projected to get worse over time. The good news, though, is that climate adaptation finally is being taken seriously, and many state and federal land management agencies, as well as cities and towns, are beginning to put that in practice.
For example, Stein says efforts are being made to prevent a recurrence of what happened during Superstorm Sandy. Salty ocean water driven by the storm surge breached the freshwater marsh systems on the Atlantic coast and contaminated critical shorebird habitats.
Because just this type of breach was anticipated given rising sea levels, National Wildlife Federation and the state of Delaware already are working to create comparable marsh habitat further inland and upslope that's better protected from heightened sea levels and storm surges.
The report released this week is one of several major technical studies being done as part of the U.S. National Climate Assessment, due out in 2013. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.